Hello, everybody. Well, I thought I would start to do some booze about Windows 8 from the perspective of somebody who used to use Windows XP, then switched to Mac, and I've now bought a Windows 8 machine as well as still having the Mac. And the Mac is still the main machine, and Windows 8 is something that I have just so that should I ever manage to find a job again, or even run my own business, I know what I'm doing with Windows 8, and I kind of, you know, my skills are relatively up to date. And it is quite bizarre, actually, how much, when you don't use something in anger, how much you forget. And of course, in Windows, a lot has changed in the last few years. Certainly to go from XP to Windows 8, there's a lot of stuff has changed. And from Office 2003 to 2010, a lot has changed. So I'm going to start doing some kind of reflective booze, really, on which I prefer and why, and what jobs I find easier in which system, and just things like that, really, just for interest and something to talk about. First thing I will say is that when you buy a Windows 8 machine, at the moment, as far as I know, they're all Windows 8 Pro at the moment, so if you have just standard, I would wait. But if you use something like NVDA, then you'll be fine. And what I would say is that the setup process is pretty good using Narrator. In Windows 8, you start Narrator with Windows plus Enter. Or if you're at the login screen, sometimes you have to do Control Windows U to start Narrator. But in either case, you can do it. And there's very little of the time when you can't use Narrator. About the only thing you can't do is reinstall the operating system. And I don't know if safe mode works yet, but I haven't had to do that. So when you buy a Windows 8 PC, you are going to be able to answer all the questions that often come up on these things and register and sign in and all of that sort of stuff. That does all work now. So one thing I was very surprised at was the actual choice of computer I made, because I ended up with a Samsung Ultrabook. And the reason I did that was because the Ultrabooks had the best battery life and were fastest with Narrator, which I was testing them with in the shops, obviously, just because of the way they're set up. So Ultrabooks seemed to me to be a really good option. And the Samsung did have the best sound quality. And it does actually sound really good. So I'm very happy with that. And one of the things I would do as soon as you've signed in is what's called refresh the PC, which is hidden away in settings. But what that will do is get rid of a lot of the extra programs that usually come with a Windows machine for you, and then give you a list on your desktop of apps that were removed in that process. And in my case, it got rid of Norton, which I couldn't uninstall any other way, because the uninstall is completely inaccessible. You can probably OCR it with JAWS and NVDA now, but otherwise it's really inaccessible. So you can do it that way. So as I say, the setup process is much better now, and so far most things just work, and it's a much better experience than Windows used to be. Not good enough yet to be my preferred system, but much better than it used to be. And what I'm going to do is kind of talk about a few tasks and what I prefer about Mac and what I prefer about Windows, and how things have changed, and reflect on them a bit. So they'll kind of come along with my normal